Pat Westhoff, Director of the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute, faculty at the University of Missouri.
All right. And Pat, we heard that there, of course, is now an agreement in the Farm Bill Conference between the leaders. We haven't seen the details. How significant is that for agriculture at this point?
It's very important for producers to have some certainty in these times, obviously. So the sooner we actually get those details in, and many people hope we can get an agreement passed by Congress soon so that people know what to expect in the years ahead.
All right. Let's talk about how this the Farm Bill hasn't had an easy road for at least the last several Farm Bills. Can you talk about how is it getting harder? I mean, you have an historical perspective on this.
It has been getting harder, it seems, to get these bills done. Not that it was ever easy, but there definitely are different types of challenges today that have been the case in the past. I think this is not unique to agriculture. Almost any major bill is harder to get through Congress today than the case 10, 20, 30 years ago. We are seeing new players in the process and different strengths of the players that are involved. That'll evolve even further, of course, as we look to the new Congress next year. Some people have in the past cited the importance of having a farm bill that includes both farm provisions and nutrition provisions as a way to get that legislation done, and that argument still is probably one to pay close attention to. But there's also lots of evidence this year in particular that that wide set of things that a farm bill covers also creates its own problems.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, again, we've seen that one of the major reasons why the bill hasn't gotten done prior to now is a concern about whether there would be able to be a compromise reached on nutrition provisions. And even today, as a matter of fact, there's still concerns about, whether the nutrition provisions that are finally agreed to here will be able to be approved by the House in particular, and will the president be willing to sign a bill that comes out of this. So again, there's probably reasons why that coalition of forces has been important in the past and might still be important today, but also means there's just more different things to have to worry about to get a bill done.
So historically speaking, would this be the first year that you've seen such a divide when one chamber has a bipartisan version and the other does not, and involving a SNAP? Is this unprecedented?
I'm not sure it's unprecedented, but it certainly is very noted this year. I mean, we had some of the very similar dynamics played out in the 2014 Farm Bill debate, so I don't know that it's all that unique. But certainly it is very clear this time around that it's been the thing that has held up getting the bill done until just recently. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on the Farm Bill?
I think, like everybody else, we're eager to see the final provisions from what we've heard and seen in the press. It does appear that most of the changes can be relatively small. So if listeners like what they're seeing in the existing Farm Bill, they'll probably like the new one as well. If they don't, they won't.